K-Rock 955, it's the wash-up thanks to Godding's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Well, yesterday, while we were bringing you Geelong and North Melbourne on K-Rock Football, we were keeping an eye on the local scores, and the one that kept catching our eye was the margin between Port Arlington and Geelong Amateur. And we were going, well, this is interesting. Port have never beaten Ammos. Surely it's not going to happen this afternoon. Well, funny things have happened in football, but probably not as funny as this. Port Arlington 8-10-58, Geelong Amateur 7-10-52, and a man who hasn't wiped the smile off his face for about the last 20 hours is the coach of the Demons, Jesse Smith, who's been good enough to join us on K-Rock 955. Jess, firstly, congratulations. Are you still shaking your head at what unfolded down at Ron Evans Oval yesterday?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. Hit the nail on the head, mate. I haven't wiped the smile off my face since the siren went yesterday. I've been a happy man. But, I wasn't, to be honest, and this isn't an old coach cliche, but I'm not surprised. We've been thereabouts in games for a quarter or a half, sometimes even three quarters. I knew if we could put in a consistent four-quarter effort, we would knock over a good side eventually, and I just wrapped it with yesterday.
Yep. Those who would have watched the scores and maybe those at the ground would have gone, gee, Porter putting up a good effort, but surely Ammo's class will prevail in the end. Did you have that sense yourself that you thought, oh, look, we're really good here, but maybe they're going to run over the top of us?
Yeah, look, mate, I'd be lying if I didn't think that at certain stages of the game, because traditionally that's what we've done in the past, and the past 2 years since I've been coach, we've been there for thereabouts for a quarter or a half. We just haven't been able to sustain it for four quarters. So, look, yeah, mate, there were some nervous times in the coach's box yesterday, but to the boys' credit, they hung in there, and that's the first time they've been able to hang in there since I've been coach. So, just super proud of the boys today.
23 points up at three-quarter time. Rare territory for your boys. What's your message to your boys in terms of knowing that Ammos are going to come at you?
Yes, I didn't change the messaging too much. I just stuck to what got us in that position in the first place. So the messaging was just to keep it simple, just keep winning the contested footy, keep setting up behind the football, which we really did well yesterday. That's the best the guys have executed the structures. I didn't try and do anything different, didn't try and throw numbers behind the ball, because that would have been going away from what got us in that position to start with. So the messaging was pretty simple, mate. Just keep doing what we're doing.
Class comes to the top in games like this, and just looking through your best players, Williams, Jones, Williamson, Sabell, you've got some handy additions, obviously, this year with Brock coming back and Luke coming across from St Albans, where you played with him a couple of years ago. But to get that win, I suppose, probably means a little bit more than the Drysdale performance on Anzac Day.
Yeah, it really does. Yep. And like you said, just Lukey Williams was massive off the halfback flank for us yesterday. And to get Brock back from going to Leopold last year, to get him back past best and fairest winner at the club, they've been fantastic. You're right. The cream did rise to the top yesterday. And another one that I'll throw in there is Tom Kelly, who we got from Geelong West. He had a year off football last year, but he's mates with a few boys down at Port, and we got him. Down the club this year, and he's only been able to put three games together. And yesterday, he just gave us a real target up forward. So, yeah, mate, all our good recruits stood up yesterday when it counted.
Score might have read 58-52, but I think the most important number for the day is 38, because that's the number of points you played at.
We still had I've broken my wrist, so I'm out for the next six weeks. Could be the year. We'll see how it pulls up over the next month. Nick O'Neill, one of the best and fairest last year. Chris Danielle, Narbs Kelly. So we've still got a few guys that come in that do have a high points over their head. So to go in and play a lot of one-pointers, and probably had five or six guys come up from the twos yesterday that are one-pointers for the club. So we're able to play at that 38-point mark, and to get a win against Ammos at 38 points was pleasing.
Did you know the club had never beaten Ammos before?
I found out about 2 minutes before the siren went. There's a lot of tears. I could see a lot of tears starting to welter up in a few of the supporters' eyes, and a few people, committee members, were running over to me saying, "This has never happened. They have to hold on." I said, "What do you mean it's never happened? What, we've won before?" And they said, "No, we've never beaten Ammos." I didn't know, and I could not believe it. That's a huge, huge stat. I don't think there'd be too many local football clubs that have played each other for 23 or 25 odd years. Don't know how long Ammos been in the Ballerine for, something like that, you probably know. But
yeah, 95. Yeah, so,
25, it's, wouldn't be too many of those getting around anywhere in Australia when sorting local footy. So, yeah, it was a good monkey to get off the back.
The big thing now is to back it up, go to Anglesey next week and try and upset one of the premiership favourites.
That's it, mate. They've got they've got strong points wherever you look on the field. They've got the two boys up forward, Carson and Erskine. If you can keep a hold of them, exactly like Amos did last week. They only kept Anglesey to four goals, I think, when Amos beat them last week. So if you can limit the supply off the half-back, they've got plenty of run-off half-back, Bale, Warren and Kerr. Got some fairly decent midfielders that get plenty of ball down to the two big boys. So if we can cut the supply off and get our matchups right on Erskine and Carson, and with a bit of belief from yesterday, who knows, mate?
Absolutely. Jess, I could sit here and talk for half an hour with you about yesterday, but we've got to move on to the GDFL. We're wrapped for you. A fantastic result. Great for local footy that Port Arlington making some waves. And well done to you, and good luck next week against Anglesey.
Thanks, King. Appreciate it, mate.
Jesse Smith there, the coach of Port Arlington GDFL. Next, going to catch up with Bell Post Hill coach Brad Martin. This is the Wash Up for Godding's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer on KROQ 955.